Hello and welcome to episode 115 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. My name is Patch and today's guest is from a local business called Coffee Blue. But before we get into that, just want to just give a quick shout out to Matt Horan from episode 114, Matt Chin, as he is now known, from the Tailenders podcast on the BBC. It's actually been the fastest downloaded episode for quite some time for us. 300 plays now in the past 24 hours. So big thanks to Matt for that and the effort he went to on the quiz at the end as well, listening to previous episodes to come up with quiz questions was really good. So yeah, have a look, listen to that and also some of our recent episodes in the last month. It's been a real big help and distraction almost from what we've been going through with the loss of Mike. So we've had some great guests and it's been great to get those out there. So have a listen back. Jeff Twentyman, Jeff Stellin, Toby Osborne, Story of Stake of the Art, to name but a few. So have a listen back. And coming up now is the interview with Gareth.
Three Peeps in a Podcast.
We are joined on the phone slash Zoom by Gareth from Coffee Blue. How are you doing, Gareth?
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, can't grumble too much. So the story behind me contacting you was I saw a number of posts on Facebook shared by some friends, and I just thought, what a great idea having a barista in the back of a van, and you get quality coffee delivered to your doorstep. So unbelievable! I just thought it was such a great idea. But before we get into that, Gareth, just a little bit about yourself. Are you sort of from the Bristol area?
No, so I moved to Bristol probably about 4 years ago when I met my wife. Mm-hmm. I've sort of travelled. I've been a man of sort of leisure, really, and travelled the world. Nice. So I've lived all over Germany, Hong Kong, and then I decided to sort of settle in Bournemouth, and then ended up moving up to Bristol when I met my wife. So it's...
Awesome.
Still quite a new area for me, really.
It is, and it's an ever-changing area. So obviously where we are, we host this podcast from Emerson's Green. You've got the massive, you know, new Lyde Green development, so there's always development going on. Whereabouts in Bristol are you now?
So we've actually just moved into Lyde Green ourselves.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, this is just forever growing, this site.
It is, yeah. I had to drop something to a friend's house who'd moved to Lyde Green, and I'd come in the sort of the David Lloyd entrance before and always gone round to the left. I didn't realise there was a right, and it just went on for quite a while down that way, so it was massive.
I don't think that park and ride's ever had as much exposure, because every time you've got to give people directions, it's the park and ride, left or right.
Yeah, exactly. So... Coffee Blue, then tell us a bit more about it. I understand it is a franchise that you've got, but a bit about the history. Do you know sort of how it got started?
So the guys started, actually, the guys that own it, Gareth and Colin, they actually own a company over in Ystradmunnock called Vantastic.
Right.
They're actually one of the number one van converters. So what they done is they were at a convention and somebody had mentioned they'd seen some of these coffee machines out there and thought, oh, this is something that we'd like to look at. And funnily enough, on the way back from that convention, they designed their business plan on the back of a fag butt.
Sounds about right.
On the back of a pack of fags.
Yeah.
So what happened then was it sort of elaborated from there about 2 years ago. And we've got about 14 vans out there nationwide.
Wow.
Covering sort of Harrogate, Dartford. And like I said, I've just taken the one on in Bristol now, Bristol North.
So those vans, obviously, they're from the background of actually converting the vans and kitting them out. Do they supply the van? Is that the part of the deal?
Yeah, that's right. So that you'd get the Ford Custom van, and then because that the part of the Vantastic side of it is where they'll actually convert the vans. So they're completely refrigerated throughout, and they put all the linings in, they assemble it all together, and then they just pass that straight through then over to Coffee Blue. So as part of the franchise, you obviously need the van, but they offer multiple options if anybody is looking to sort of go down that route.
Right. No, I mean, as I say, I think the first time I saw you was on Facebook, and then the next day saw you, it was in the, probably in the Park and Ride, just down in Lloyd Green.
Yeah.
And I actually, as I drove past, there was actually a policeman there getting it. Yeah. I thought, well, someone's getting trouble here for parking up and selling coffee. But that was my first dip with you there. Just tell us a bit, go on, sorry.
Yeah, we didn't cross paths with the law, so it's all right. Yeah. He's actually a family member, but we've been doing a lot of work with the police. So obviously, when I actually bought this franchise originally, I bought it in March, which was such a fantastic timing with this pandemic that's just kicked off. So, we sort of decided to take it upon ourselves rather than sort of sit there. Let's just get ourselves out there and sort of help. We've done a lot of sort of work with the NHS. We offered them free coffees.
Brilliant.
And we've done the same with all the other services like the police as well.
Yeah. So are you stationing yourself and doing deliveries, or is it a bit of both that you're sort of managing it that way?
At the minute we're doing, so say from 8 o'clock onward up until about 2:30, we generally go visiting the businesses, that we go to business parks, and businesses that don't sort of have any supplies or any sort of food and drinks catering on site, and then we'll literally just go out, turn up, beat the horn, see if they want a coffee and some cakes, and go from there, really. But generally after that, what we tend to do, because there's a lot of people that are situated around Lloyd Green, Emerson's Green, that haven't even had a coffee for a long time, you'd be surprised how many people know the exact date from when they last had a coffee.
Yeah, no, I was very much in that mould, and I think it was 2 weeks ago when the Costa drive-thru opened. We queued because there's nothing you can't replace. I've got, you know, an espresso coffee machine here, but you cannot replace that barista coffee. And I was so excited to get through the Costa drive-through that I ordered a frappuccino and a flat white, and I think my wife had a hot chocolate and a frappuccino as well. So a lot of money being spent there.
People behind you in the queue are loving you then.
we did a McDonald's drive-through today, my wife did, and it said a maximum spend of £25, because obviously people are going there and ordering for their friends and family once you get in the queue. But anyway, back to coffee. Go on.
I was gonna say, sorry about that. How long did it take you in the queue? Was you there a while or
about 25 minutes? Not too bad. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. So it's not something we're gonna do again unless there is no queue. But back to Coffee Blue. How do people sort of get in touch with you, and is there like a minimum order if you want to get a coffee delivered? How does that all work?
Yeah, so at the moment, like I said, any of the businesses that are out there local to sort of, the first van I've sort of picked up, and that's covering the areas of Lye Green, Emerson's Green, and then it's going down to French Aid Brain Rehabilitation Centre.
Right.
So we go down there, and then from 2 o'clock onwards, that van's going out. So at the moment we are quite active on social media, and to be honest, it's been great, the feedback that we are getting from the local guys, and it's nice that they are getting behind local businesses, which has done us really, really well. We've got some real loyal customers already. So hopefully we can continue sort of serving them as we grow as a business, because it is important that they've stood by us. We'd like to do the same back.
Yeah, and is it mainly the businesses and the business parks that you're doing, or can people, you know, order you to come to the house if it's something that you're able to do?
Yeah, so business parks is the main business side of it, but we are doing home deliveries. We generally ask for depending if it's local, so Emerson's Green, Live Green, we generally sit at £5 minimum order. We have had requests down in St George and sort of fish ponds where we sort of have to push it up to about a minimum of £7 order.
Well, I think that's fair enough.
It's just not viable because the shorter distances you tend to do, you lose you spend a lot more in fuel.
Yeah, and those sort of home deliveries, I'm just thinking out loud here. I've probably got, I don't know, at least 10 people in my street that would love a barista coffee. So is there a time slot where you would be available to sort of come to the street and I say, right, we'll get you, you know, 15, 20 quid worth of orders or something?
Yeah, I mean, anywhere between from, say, 2 o'clock up until 4 o'clock. We've actually got one up in Emerson's Green, Collier's Break. And it's like a street party when I turn up. they're all sat there waiting for me. And again, they've been fantastic. So, and I've actually made them a regular spot now. So I turn up at the street, they're all there waiting. And we sit, have a chat. And it's as if you sat in a coffee shop, really.
Brilliant. So
it's quite nice.
No, that's fantastic. And obviously, all the social distancing and it all works out because you've got your van with the barista machine at the back, and you've got a platform where you can put the drinks, people can come and collect them and all that sort of stuff. So that all works well. And is it contactless only in terms of payment?
No, we have been, if people generally have got the exact change, we prefer to do contactless. It's just less hassle and it's a lot safer at the moment.
Yeah.
But we are happy to take either or. And again, that, like I said, usually when you're going to say pay by card, they ask you to have a minimum spend on it. But I mean, we're not looking at that. As whatever you order, you just pay by card. That's fine.
And of course, it's not just coffee that you do. You've got the side of the van that opens up to like a mini fridge, sandwiches and crisps and all that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We've actually partnered up with a local bakery in Downing called Cottage Bakery. Fantastic. A lot of the guys probably already know who they are, but they've also been doing sort of deliveries themselves with the bread. They've had to sort of adapt and pivot the business, but it's great. I mean, they supply us with really, really fresh sandwiches. Italian chicken seems to be the favorite at the moment, but yeah, you've got all your normal confectionery stuff on there, like your chocolates, your crisps, cans, and we do offer meal deals as well, so it's good.
That is fantastic, mate. So as you say, you picked up the business at the best time, at the beginning of the pandemic. So delivering it to your door when you can't get in Costa and Starbucks and everywhere else. You know, this is a great time for you to get your name out there and continue that long into when all those places reopen, I guess.
Well, yeah, that is the plan. I mean, hopefully once people start to taste this coffee, it is an Arabica bean. So it's a different bean to what you have at your Costa and your Starbucks, which is generally a Robusta bean. So this is sort of grown at a higher altitude between sort of 1,200, 2,100 meters above sea level.
Right.
So it's a really nice tasting bean.
It is.
But yeah, it's good to see sort of the feedback that we have been getting. It's great.
Yeah, and I had the pleasure of tasting it on Tuesday, and I have to say, it was a second decent coffee that I've had in such a long time that it was just awesome. So I can totally agree with you on that. It's a quality.
I was going to ask, how was the coffee?
Yeah, so I went for a flat white, which is probably my go-to. And yeah, it was absolutely lovely, mate. It was and my wife had a hot chocolate, and she said equally nice. So yeah, I can't wait to taste it again, mate, if I'm honest.
Brilliant.
We'll have to sort out that slot.
Did you find the flat white stronger? Because generally we do our flat whites with 3 shots, which I don't know if you noticed. And a lot of the, say, Costa's, Starbucks generally do 2 shots.
2 shots, yeah, yeah. No, but now you come to mention it. It wasn't obvious at the time, but it was. I was so excited to get it, mate. I just necked it like a pint, more or less. So yeah, I think next time, and as it becomes more constant, and I actually enjoy it a bit more. You know, I'll probably notice, but it was great to have it.
I'm pleased to hear.
Yeah, no, it's great. So there's a number of big businesses around Bristol and business parks that are gradually returning to work, but some of the bigger businesses, I don't think they'll be back till sort of end of the year, beginning of next year. So the next sort of 6 months is really important for you to get that name out there and continue to increase profile and custom, I guess.
Indeed, yeah, you're correct. It's like I said, it is a difficult time. I think there's many businesses out there struggling, and the majority of businesses do need to pivot what they're currently doing at the moment. For us, it is something that we're trying to do and adapt to. And again, it's a new business venture for us. My sort of background is IT, so this is all new for me as well. But it's great. I've got a great team behind me, and I think we'll continue to do well with, especially with the local support that we're getting. So I couldn't ask for more at this moment in time.
Yeah. So how many vans have you actually got in your Bristol North fleet?
So I originally went for the one, and then I got a little bit greedy and decided, right, okay, let's go for another. Right. And so I have now got two. Okay. So the second van is just on it's going to be launching. It's out at the moment, but it'll have an official launch probably the week after next. So I think that's the week commencing the 22nd, I think.
And you're going to give them names?
Van one and van two.
Come on, we can do better than that. Let's open it up to a podcast competition. Name the vans.
The red car and the blue car had a race.
Classic advert, that one. Was that Wrigley's?
It's Milky Way, wasn't it?
Milky Way, yeah. Of course it was. Yeah, no, I've got visions of that now. Yeah, so as I said, it's a great offering. People want to find out more. You're on Facebook, Coffee Blue, Bristol North in brackets. Oh, yeah, I did have another question. So you said there is 12 more franchises across the UK, was it?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so do you share knowledge with them and what works, what doesn't work? Have you got like a little committee going or...?
Yeah, we've got a WhatsApp group. I think the thing with this sort of industry, you never really know. Each area that you go to is completely different. So over in Wales, they can source their stuff from a butcher's. They'll get bacon rolls, sausage rolls and all that, and all made up from a butcher that they can go to locally. In Bristol, it was difficult for me to find. But like I said, I have now found Cottage Bakery. It's been fantastic. But we do share what works on each other's vans. But sometimes what will work here won't work up north.
Got it. Example. So it's a local thing.
Yeah. So we're actually now, I've been doing a lot of stuff with the Bristol Bears. It's actually quite strange. The Bristol Bears rugby boys have been coming down. So I feel quite privileged that they're coming down to the house.
Yeah, I saw one of the guys. Is it Joe? I can't remember his surname.
Joyce,
that's it. Yeah, of course. Yeah, because I've seen him around sort of David Lloyd a few times, I think. But yeah, that's they live locally, of course.
That's right. And like I said, they've been great. They've been coming down every day, well, as much as they can. And they've been supporting it, and it's the first time sort of I've met them, and really, really great guys, to be honest. So
awesome. Again, brilliant. That's great, mate. And thanks a lot for joining us. And it's great to hear some of these stories and positives that have come out of the situation that we find ourselves in, with businesses like yourself that are taking off, and long may it continue.
No, I really, really appreciate you inviting me on the show. Really, really good. It's great to see what you're doing as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully, again, I'll be up yours delivering you a coffee soon.
Yeah, we'll definitely. I'll spread the news on the street, and we'll try and find a slot, and we'll go from there.
Fantastic. No, thank you very much, Pat. Cheers.
You take care. Thunder, wonder what love means, what love is.
chin, search the throat of a genocide.